This is Kyler Ludlow with Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Michael Krause. Michael, you were an all-star for the first half. How was that experience?
Being an all-star for the first half was a great experience. You know, attending the game in Quad Cities, it was a good experience, and I hope for many more to come.
Now, how was the hitting contest? It wasn't actually a home run derby, but you were a participant in it. How'd that go?
The hitting contest went, all right. You know, it wasn't necessarily a home run derby. They had targets set up all over the field with different types of point systems and whatnot. So it turned out that the person who won the home run derby was someone that doesn't even hit home runs. It was a guy that was leading the league in base stealing. So that just goes to show you what the home run derby was all about.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really, that's interesting. Yeah. First time I'd ever heard of that.
Same with me. Never heard of that before.
Well, now the second half has started in the lineup every day. Saw a move to the top of the lineup. You'd been more run-producing, middle-of-the-lineup kind of guy before then. How's that move really changed, you know, your game?
I mean, not too much. I still stick with the same approach, you know, to lead the game off. Got to see a little bit more pitches to help the team out and whatnot. But, I used to, growing up, I was a leadoff hitter. And back in 08 and 09, you know, I was a leadoff hitter as well. So being put in this position is nothing new for me. Just going out there and doing my stuff every day.
Well, today you're in the lineup in center field, giving Jake Mariznick a day off. How's that going to be for you? You've been playing corner outfield for us here in Lansing.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different view, but, you know, the same concept. Ball's hit to you, catch the ball. Doesn't matter how you do it. Go run it down. I'm going to have to alert my corner outfielders a little bit, considering I don't do that in right. But, yeah, overall it's about the same.
Where did you play more coming up in amateur ball and, you know, before you came to Lansing, in the corners or in center?
I was a center fielder, you know, before I got drafted. I got drafted center fielder for a couple years, and then the last 2 years I've been playing a lot of right field.
Do you like anyone better?
You know, I tend to I like center and right. Those are my favorite positions.
You did get a couple of innings in left here in this series as well. Is that saw one catch that looked like you were battling, you know, lights or something. How different is it just moving around the outfield for you?
I mean, it's not that big of a difference, but as far as your different eye level to home plate and the lefty is a little bit different coming off the bat compared to right field. That's basically the main struggle. And those low liners, like what you were talking about, that stay in the light, you really got to battle that light and stay with it and hope that it comes up.
Well, being in right field, you have a lot of sun fields in this league, in Dayton and in Midland playing Great Lakes. How's that just adjustment when you get to a new ballpark, you know, going through trying to find the nooks and crannies and, you know, play the sun? Is that something that, you know, you take as a part of your game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before in BP and whatnot, I'll go around the outfield wall and I'll throw balls in the outfield wall, see what the ball is coming off and see how hard the wall is and whatnot. And as far as the sun, you can't really do anything about that. You know, you just got to hope the ball's not hitting the sun. And if it is, stay with it as long as you can and hope it comes out.
This is Kyler Ludlow with Lugnuts outfielder Michael Krause. And Michael was all-star, pretty good start to the second half. 2-for-4 last night with the home run. You kind of found a little power streak lately. What's that about?
You know, just trying to stick with the approach, see a fastball in my zone, and put a good swing on it. That's all I'm trying to do.
So last night drove in 5 runs from the leadoff spot, which might seem a little weird for some people, but you've got a huge field to play with here. As an outfielder and as a hitter, how's that affect what you do?
I mean, I would classify our park as not a hitter's park, so you know, you can't really go up to the plate trying to hit a home run in this park because you're going to end up popping up or grounding out. So I just try to stay through the middle of the field, and that's about it.
Well, you're a pretty athletic guy. We watch you play. It's no surprise you can play all 3 outfield spots. Did you play any other sports besides baseball growing up?
Growing up, I played all sports, you know, soccer, track, basketball, football, baseball, volleyball. And as I got older, slowly cut down sports, and, you know, baseball is the one I chose.
So being from Vancouver and, you know, Canada, no hockey?
0 hockey. I mean, my dad, who was a football player, he grew up in California. You know, he never played hockey, even though he liked the sport. Yeah, and I just never got into that sport. I was mainly a football guy, basketball, and baseball guy.
Now, if you were going to pick a starting five for your basketball team from this Lansing Lugnuts team, who would the other four guys be, and what position would you play?
You know, I'd be a power forward probably, and I'd have to go with Marcus Brisker on the team, Jack Murphy as our shooting guard, and I don't know who the other two I'd pick. Maybe Bryson Namba, and I don't know. We'll have to have a draft for the other one.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who the center is going to be out of that group.
You know, the Jack and Brisker and Namba are the only three I've seen play basketball because we used to play back in Florida. But, yeah, I might have to have a draft for that other one.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for taking time talking to me today.
Thank you, Kyle.
And good luck tonight.
Appreciate
and
it.
The rest of the second half.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This has been Kyler Ludlow with Lugnuts outfielder Michael Krause. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball in Big Country 92.1.